men always come back from a girlfriend for one or two things: money and kids. They never come back because they love their wife more than the girlfriend.
I know.
Okay. They never do. But they don't want to lose the other stuff. So that's fine. They can come back anywhere they want to. We're just going to change that if they do come back at all. So, yeah.
But don't you think it's hard to know that they only came back because of the money and the kids? I mean, is their love still there, obviously?
Well,
I mean,
I told you earlier, you never lose infatuation.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's stored in the brain. And their feelings for you are stored in the brain as well, but they've been encumbered with all kinds of anger and hurt and hostility
mm-hmm.
and history and everything else. And that needs to be stripped away and let them really begin to rekindle some of that infatuation between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you took each other for granted and you didn't really stay respectful of each other and you didn't value what each other valued in the other and what you saw in the other. So there are definite things that need to change in this, in every marriage,
mm-hmm.
but certainly in the marriage with the infidelity.
So you're saying even though they do come back for, you know, supposedly the package deal, there's still somewhere in their brain that love and wanting to be with you, even
yeah.
though they're not showing at the time.
Absolutely. Now, next, what you have to do then, that if I see a couple, then I say to them, you know, you can't see this girlfriend. I'm not going to ask you to leave the girlfriend forever because it's too painful. It's too painful, too big of a decision. You probably can't make it right now. So I tell the husband all the time. So I just want you to stay away from her for 90 days while you decide to work on the marriage and figure out if you want to save this marriage and you need to rebuild respect and trust between each other, you and the wife, because you're going to have thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours that you're going to exchange over the next many, many years. And if you don't work through this and rebuild, work through the forgiveness, respect, and trust, you will yell and scream at each other on the front porch in front of
mm-hmm.
adversarial attorneys and a judge. You'll spend thousands of dollars in courtrooms. And I tell guys all the time, I'll make a promise. I will save you $30,000 if you will do it this way. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't see the girlfriend, no digital, electronic contact, whatever. I often call girlfriends. I do that. I probably do that several times a month. I say, I need your help here, and I'll make a promise to you. If he chooses you after doing this work with his wife, you will have him, all of him, for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He won't be torn anymore, which is what you've always wanted. And if he chooses to stay with the wife after these 90 days, trust me, I just spared you a lifetime of grief and constant monthly reminders when you lost hundreds of dollars that went to the ex-wife and all of his bratty little kids.
That's good. I like that.
Okay, now here's my question. I'm sure you hear this. How effective is that?
Oh, it's very effective. I've never had a girlfriend say no to me, ever, ever,
okay.
ever, ever. I probably called two a month, I'd say.
And then how effective is it that the husband actually stays with the wife?
Oh, in most cases, they do. Some of them don't. Remember, I only see couples who have 6 months sobriety after sexual addiction, and the majority of other couples I see are first-time sexual offenders.
Mm-hmm.
So these aren't people who do serial adulteries or have had
right. yeah.
10
or
15.
Long issues. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not leaving every Monday morning looking for somebody to sleep with on a business trip, that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. Okay. So most of the time they will come back. I would say, I've never kept numbers, but I'd say 80-90% of them stay with their spouses once they begin to get this girlfriend out of the mind, once they get a little bit sober. I learned this when I used to do alcohol. My first clinical supervisor was an alcohol rehab specialist, ran a 30-bed alcohol rehab program in a hospital. And I began to realize, I'd see these alcoholics, recovering alcoholics, come in for therapy, and I'd think, what a great session. But then I'd see them walk out the session door, walk down the hall of the hospital, reach in their back pocket, pull out a flask, and slug half the flask down. And I realized, that's gone. Anything
mm-hmm.
we did is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the girlfriend does. She calls up as soon as he walks out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, how was it? I hope it wasn't too hard on you. Get rid of this. You know, I tell the guy all the time, the fourth person in the office is the invisible ghost of the girlfriend. And she's more powerful than me. So if you bring her
she is.
If you bring her in, I'm going to lose and you're going to lose too.
Mm-hmm. but they don't understand how powerful she is.
Well, they do when I talk like that usually. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they begin to understand that.
Anything else, Linda?
Oh, I don't know. No, I just found that when I was reading that, it was like, oh my gosh, that was what happened. You know, it took 3 months for you to get rid of the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kept getting more powerful and more powerful.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And it's the infatuation they hook up with. That's the drug they love.
Mm.
You feel excited and infatuated. And, you know, it's giddy. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.